It is time now for our Tuned In program, and joining us on the line is Katie Lulliman from the Henry County Farm Bureau. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about what's going on with the Farm Bureau. You've got a virtual golf outing going.
We do, yes. Well, unfortunately, this year we had to change our usual golf outing that we have to support the Farm Bureau foundations in Henry and Stark counties. So we had to come up with a new idea as a way to do our golf outing and still raise funds for our Ag in the Classroom programs and our scholarships that we do in both counties. So we have come up with the Quarantee Classic virtual golf outing. And this, again, will support the foundations for the Stark County Farm Bureau as well as the Henry County Farm Bureau. And so it's a new twist on our golf outing, but still a great way to support our programs, and we hope people can join us. So a little more details about it. It's going to be teams of two, so you can get a friend or your spouse or family member, anybody that you'd like to take along, and go out to any golf course, anywhere you'd like to be at, and golf 18 holes, and the cost to the Farm Bureau Foundations is $40. So that's to enter your team of two. So you go out anywhere you want, golf, and then we want you to submit your scorecard to us. You can even take a picture of it and email or text to us, or drop it off or mail it to our office, and also snap a picture of you and your partner out on the golf course somewhere, just so we know that you were, in fact, out golfing. And then we're going to have some fun prizes. The other part of the great thing about the virtual golf outing is it's going to run more than just a day. It's actually going to be a month long. So you can go out and golf anytime from July 15th to August 15th and then submit that score and that photo to us. And we haven't announced the prizes yet. It's going to be a little bit of a surprise because it'll be some fun prizes, probably some things a little out of the ordinary because it, of course, is a out of the ordinary year for us for the golf outing. So we're excited to be able to still try something new, and we sure hope next year we're back at the golf course with our regular great fun day of raising funds for our Ag in the Classroom programs.
So have people already begun signing up?
We have, yes. We have had a few teams already. We are also accepting sponsors for our virtual golf outing. So just as if we were out on the course on a normal day, and of course we have signs and banners to promote our sponsors, so it'll be a little bit different this year, but we're going to use our Facebook pages and our websites to really highlight our sponsors that are helping us to raise funds. So if there's anyone out there, also business or individuals or farms or any of the sort who would like to be a sponsor, they can also contact myself at the Henry County Farm Bureau or Emily at Stark County to sign up to also be a sponsor for our virtual outing.
And, of course, this is important because this is the type of thing that supports what you do there at the Henry County Farm Bureau.
Absolutely, that's right. Every year our golf outing supports the work of the Farm Bureau foundations. And in both counties, we have very active Ag in the Classroom programs where we're going to the schools and doing programs and teaching the students. And, of course, in the times of COVID now, our Ag in the Classroom coordinators have really had to get creative and looking at doing things virtual or recording videos or supplying materials that the students could have at home and still be able to have that agriculture education that we really strive to teach them about. So we've, you know, seeing what we can still do in our programs and coming up this fall, you know, seeing how things are going to look and how we can still be effective with our Ag in the Classroom programs. Also our scholarships. We are helping to send students to college to further their education in agriculture or if they're from family farms. So I know in Henry County we've been featuring our scholarship recipients on Fridays on our Facebook page. It's Foundation Friday. So take a look on the Henry County Farm Bureau Facebook page and see where we've highlighted those students. So we've got a few more coming up because we're very excited of all the students that we're helping to further their education as they go on to college.
That's terrific. We're talking with Katie Lulliman from the Henry County Farm Bureau today on Tuned In. And as always, even with the current global situation, you can't slow down the young leaders of the Henry County Farm Bureau.
That is exactly right. We have an outstanding group of young leaders, and that is just it. We cannot slow them down. Although the current situations and COVID has change some of the programs they do. Unfortunately, with not having the fair, they weren't able to do the pedal pull, and some other things have changed, but they are definitely ready to go, and we are going to hold our Phil Ford food drive coming up on Saturday, July 18th. This time we're going to be in Kewaunee, and we're going to be at Save-A-Lot. And Gustafson Ford is going to have a beautiful big new Ford truck there. And we want folks to come out and help us fill the bed of that pickup. And then everything that we collect that day will then be donated to the local food bank. And so we're really excited about bringing this program over to Kewaunee. We've previously got it all figured out, and the program that we've done it in Geneseo twice, and so we are now ready to expand out. So we are really excited to bring it to Kewaunee, and we hope that folks will stop out when you're out, safely getting your groceries on that Saturday. Stop by Save-A-Lot and help us out. We'll have a list of some things that are specifically requested from the food banks and the food pantries, and we just really hope that folks will stop and help us to do this. You know, it is definitely some unprecedented times that we know we are in, and this is just a great way that we can help out and give back. The Farm Bureau also has given to all the food pantries in the county through monetary donations, and we've also done a large donation of ground beef and ground pork. So really here at the Farm Bureau, we're really striving to do everything that we can to give back to our communities, help those needing those supplies from the food pantries, and just letting everyone know that we are here. We are here for them. We're here for our members. Please reach out to us. Our office is open. We are asking to take some precautions as you come in, call or email if you can, if we can do business that way, but really just to let our members know and the public know that we're here for you at the Farm Bureau.
You got some very generous helpers there as well in terms of Gustafson Ford and, of course, Everett and Save-A-Lot.
Absolutely, and just as the folks in Geneseo have been bringing this program to Kewaunee, we are just getting overwhelming support, and they're both Gustafson and Save-A-Lot are very excited to be partnering with us. So we are looking forward to that day, hoping for a nice, beautiful, maybe a little cooler Saturday, and we'll have our young leaders out there, and we will be ready to go and ready to take those donations.
That'll be Saturday, July 18th. What is the time frame?
We will be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you can stop out anytime. And just as we did doing the previous collections, we will also take cash donations that we can supply to the food pantries then as well. Or if you'd like to, as you're doing your grocery shopping or want to drop something off to us, we'd be more than happy to take those donations.
That's tremendous. Well, Katie Lalleman, anything else you got going on at the Farm Bureau?
Well, again, just want to say, we are here to help our members and anyone interested in joining and being a member. We have a lot of great member benefits to take advantage of, a lot of issues this year that we have been focusing on at the Farm Bureau and helping our farmers and our associate members to deal with. Just want to remind everybody, if you go on to ilfb.org and there are COVID resources updated daily with any information coming out, and anyone can feel free to give us a call here at the Farm Bureau if there's any topics or issues or questions that they have. We're more than happy to be available.
If you're somebody in the farm industry, there is someone who is able to help you.
Absolutely, that's right. If you've got questions, I can certainly help to direct you into the right agency. Maybe if you've got questions about certain things going on or certain things, issues or something, and we have outstanding staff with Illinois Farm Bureau. So if it's certain topics that you have a question on, if I can't answer that question or get that for you, I definitely have the resources and the people to go to that can help to provide that information to our Farm Bureau members.
All right. Well, Katie Lalleman, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.